Fletcher. This is Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And we're headed to Mars. Your subscriptions and donations will get us there and get us back. We're going to Curiosity, the original rover, working very hard to come up with new discoveries that distract us from the joy of ingenuity and perseverance. This is something of a competition. Well, it looks like Curiosity's come up with something I want to know more about. Lake water, once upon a time. Where, Bob?
The situation of Curiosity is it is climbing Mount Sharp, which is a big central peak inside Gale Crater, and it's an unusual central peak because it takes up most of the crater. It's very large relative to the size of the crater, and that was one of the reasons they picked this location. And so as they climb up the mountain, they are passing geological layers, and the layers get younger as you go, and they get higher. And the pattern that had been that they've experienced for the last decade of travel is that the lower layers appeared to have geological evidence of a past lake. And then as they moved upward, it appeared that they were moving into the lake's shoreline, areas where there was a shoreline, where you could see intermittent water back and forth and evidence of that, the kind of geological features you see on a shoreline. And then as they moved up higher, they were in layers that looked like only running water once flowed, where, you know, this is the stream area where water is flowing into the lake. So they've moved up higher, and so they kind of expected to see less evidence of water as they got higher, running water, but less running water and less running water. And they've moved on to something called the Marker layer, which is a very distinct layer you can see from the orbital pictures. It's a very hard layer. They've tried four times to drill into it, and they've yet to succeed. They're going to try again very shortly. And on that layer, they have found evidence of lake material. Evidence of that there was a lake there once, that we're looking at ripples that you'd see and wave that were formed by waves on the surface, that lake floor you'd start to see ripples form. And this is just indicating, you know, that the complexity of the Martian geology is much more than simplicity. To quote the project scientist of Curiosity, Mars' ancient climate had a wonderful complexity to it, much like Earth's. And I would say that's just the uncertainty of science. This is a planet, and it's going to be very complicated, and so we just have more complexity here, John.
Curiosity is also taking a panorama of the canyon it's going to enter, and I'm close up, Bob. This is a fascination of what Mars looks like. Yes, ripples. Yes, layers of rocks that have been eroded. Is that what you're guessing that looks like, erosion?
We're looking at an alien geology. There are multiple geological layers here, and Mars appears to be an extremely geologically layered planet all over the planet, multiple layers within layers within layers. And this is something definitely Curiosity has discovered. But this panorama looks down into Gittis Vallis, which is this very dramatic slot canyon, which Curiosity is moving into right now. And it's just a very dramatic, spectacular image. The layering, though, is much rougher, and the terrain has a much more granular look than you'd see on Earth, because there is less erosion, less water action, less. There's no life to erode it or change it, as it happens on Earth. And so it's a much more raw terrain, is maybe a way to put it. It's spectacular to look at, and this is where Curiosity is. And you say there's a competition between Curiosity and Perseverance, and I tell you right now, there is no competition. Perseverance is doing important stuff, but Curiosity takes the cake for the most spectacular exploration that any robot has yet done since Sputnik, John.
UAE has an orbiter, Al Amal's orbiter. Where is it shifted to, Bob?
Alamal, also Hope, is called, is the United Arab Emirates American-built orbiter that they now control and are doing science work with. Well, they've now shifted its orbit so that they can do regular flybys of one of Mars' two moons, Deimos. They did their first flyby in late January. They haven't released any data yet. And they're going to do a whole series of them over a period of time. And this is actually speaks well of the engineers running Alamal from the UAE. They are now becoming creative and willing to take risks and move things around. And that's a very good thing, John.
There's a new planet or dwarf planet. There will be a debate with a very large ring around it. It's in the Kuiper Belt. Is that where it is, Bob?
I think it's actually a little bit beyond that, maybe the Kuiper Belt, but this is not a new a planet out there. It's been known for a while, Quasar, and I might be mispronouncing that. It's about 700 miles across. What's interesting is using occultations of stars, they think they have mapped out a ring that circles this planet that shouldn't have a ring. The ring should, based on its location, have consolidated into a moon very, very quickly within decades. So either there was an impact very recently that broke up two moons to produce the ring, or something about their theories is wrong, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.